You got your Bible? You ready? I mean, we are really going to be blessed today. Because you got to really be hungry. You are, right? And blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. So say it with me. I am blessed. Supremely blessed. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says that I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came. In Jesus' name. And every time I come to church on the rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Give God your best Sunday shout, would you? Y'all sound so good. Amen. Open your Bible, New Testament, Gospel of John. We're talking about how to hear God's voice. There are a lot of voices out there today, isn't there? There's a lot of static out there today. I think we have to clear away the static, and we have to remove the voices that are distracting us from the most important voice. We said it last weekend that the most important person you and I will talk to every day is God. Can I have a witness in the house? The most important conversation you'll have every day of your life is your conversation with God. He's the most important person you could talk to would be Him. Secondly, I said yourself. Do you remember that? Self-talk. How are you talking to yourself? Because whatever you're saying to yourself is the narrative or the story you're living out. It's the narrative or the story that you're living out. And what we say to ourselves is way more powerful than what other people say about us. Amen. And that self-talk creates self-image. And out of our image that we have of ourselves, we live. We perform. So if we want a higher performance, we got to make sure that we see ourselves as God sees us. Amen? That we can do what He says that we can do. That we can have what He says that we can have. Amen. So that's why we're here today. We want to get closer to God. We're a 21-day fast, and we're talking about all month how to hear God's voice. If you weren't with us last weekend, you can get the service. It's free. And you go to our website, download the podcast. Last weekend, we talked about focus. Everybody say focus. And I gave you four questions, the most important questions you could ever ask yourself that will bring focus into your life. We want to refocus for a brand new year. This is going to be the best year of our life as a church. And you individually, as well as me. Amen, church. We declare it. Amen. We say it. We confess it. We affirm it. We believe it in Jesus' name. So this year, I don't want a good idea. I want a God idea. This year, I don't want mediocre. I want to escape the cult of average. I want to escape the cult of average. I do not want to be like most. I want to be and do what God's called you and me to be and do this year. Now, to do that, we've got to hear His voice. And to hear His voice, we've got to get our life in focus. I gave you the illustration last weekend how we were in the mountains in California a couple weeks ago in Joshua Tree, and I was up at the very top of the mountain. My wife was trying to text me. She couldn't reach me, and she couldn't reach me because there was no service on top of the mountain. There was no Wi-Fi. There was no frequency. So if you and I want to hear from God, we got to get in the service, in the zone, in the frequency. Or I could say we got to get positioned so we can be in tune to hear God's voice. So I gave you a scripture, Ephesians 1 verse 18, powerful in the Message translation. Weren't with us, please go get that podcast. And then I gave you four questions like who and what is the center of your life. Do y'all remember that if you were with me last weekend? Who or what is at the center of your life? Because whatever is at the center of your life will determine how strong your life is. Who or whatever is at the center of your life will determine how strong your life really is. And we found out how to discover who or what is at the center of our life by what we talk about the most, what we think about the most. Whatever we talk about, whatever we think about the most, that is what is at the center of our life. And whatever is at the center of our life is what we lean on, rely on, look to when we're facing life's difficulties. So we said that if Christ is at the center of your life, it's like the old Super Bowl illustration. Do y'all remember that if you were with me last weekend? The Super Bowl, remember, it would bounce higher than a tennis ball. It bounced higher than a baseball, basketball, football. Why? Because what was at the center of the Super Bowl. So whatever is at the center of our life determines how quick we bounce back from difficulty, delay, and disappointment. So we looked at that. We looked at three other questions. Look it up. Check out the podcast. I think it'll help you. Amen, church. So today, the second word on how to hear God's voice. The first one is focus. Everyone say focus. The second one is follow. Follow. I want to talk to you today about how to follow the leader, about how to follow the Lord, about how does he lead us. We want to make it real simple. I'm going to give you four principles. Before I do, let's look at our text, John chapter 10, verse 3. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep, now the sheep is you and me, right, church? He's the great shepherd, Jesus. He's the good shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. We are the sheep of his pasture. Amen? So it says his sheep, what do? We hear his voice. His sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep. The shepherd calls his sheep. So Jesus is the good, the chief, the great, the high shepherd. Amen, everybody? And we are the sheep. Christians are his sheep. So it says that we as his sheep, we hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name. Notice he calls them by name. If you look it up in the history books and commentaries, if you look it up here, that back then the shepherd would name each one of their sheep. They would give their sheep like you give your cat, your dog. For example, my wife has horses, all of her horses. When she gets one, the first thing she does is name her horse. So we name our pets, we name our animals, we even name cars. And I've got a motorcycle with a name on it. It's not Harley Davidson, it's my own little endearment name that I gave to a motorcycle. Pastor, how could you have a relationship with a motorcycle? I don't know, but you can. Amen. So we name things. We name lawnmowers, shotguns, Bessie. We name fishing poles, golf clubs. We have names for everything. But here, back then, even the shepherd would name every sheep. Do you know that's really important? Because do you know the Bible says that he's given you a name? Yeah. He's given you a particular name. And with a name, it talks about in the book of Revelation that he's given you a name that nobody else knows that name. And that name in the Bible, when he gives you a name, it reveals your character and your destiny. So it says if he's the shepherd, we're the sheep, and he's given us a name, then we are significant. I know we're all different. I know those that wanted to be here and couldn't be here. And this is your church home online. I know that we're all different, but I know we all want to make a difference. So notice that Jesus, he's named you and I a name that no one else knows but him, and that name reveals to us that we have a destiny, that we have a mission, that we have a purpose, that we have an assignment. Wow. Because in the Bible, when they name someone, the name would coincide with their character, their course, and their destiny. Abraham. His name was Abram, changed to Abraham. What did that mean? A father of a multitude or many. Well, didn't he become that? He sure did. So notice that he calls him by name. So he's named you a name that will reveal your destiny and why you're here. So we need to discover that, don't we? Who he says we are, what he says we can do, what he says we can have today. And then notice the sequence. Once we hear his voice and we walk in our identity that he has for us, it says that then he'll lead us out. Everyone say, follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
Okay, so how do we hear God's voice? Well, first, we got to focus our life, get our life in sync, get in the zone, get in the service, get the Wi-Fi, get the right channel, get the right frequency. You got me, everybody? Okay, then number two, once we do that, we begin to follow the leader. We begin to follow the Lord. How do we do that? It goes on, next verse, verse 4. We're going to go to verse 5. John 10, 4. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep, what do? Everyone say, follow the leader. We follow him, for they know his voice. Wow. So this year, you and I want to make the right choice. So we've got to learn, even in a higher level, to recognize, distinguish, know, hear his voice. So it says, when we hear his voice, know his voice, we'll follow him. Next verse, verse 5. And a stranger will they not follow, but they'll flee from these other voices. They'll flee from them, for they know not the voice of a stranger. So I gave you some homework, and one of it was a daily affirmation during our 21-day fast. And that was, I told you last week to say the scripture here, I am his sheep, I hear his voice, and the voice of a I will not listen to. Can we practice here and at home? Say it with me. Well, see, the more you say that, the more you'll believe that, and the more you'll position yourself to hear God's voice. So everyone say, follow the leader. Turn to someone on your right and tell them, follow the leader. On your left, tell them, follow the leader. So we get our life in focus, we refocus for a brand new year, and then now that our life is in focus, we're in sync, we're positioned. Now what are we going to do? We want to follow the Lord. How do we do that? We have to recognize his voice. Well, how does he speak to us? Let me give you just four today, four ways, and they all start with the letter W. Now I worked hard for that. Y'all appreciate that. Amen. You teachers, you know what I'm talking about. You know, words starting with the same letter. It's a teaching method, so people will retain, because I want you to walk out of here with something today. Those that wanted to be here couldn't be here. This is your church home. I want you to get something today that will help you get rid of the confusion and bring clarity and walk on a higher level of following the Lord this year, hearing his voice. So the first way that God leads us is through a whisper. A whisper. Everyone say, a whisper. Okay. Now, I just want you to turn to the person on your right, and I just want you now, you got to do this now. I want you to whisper, God is for you. Now, the person on your left, just whisper, say, God is for you. You know what you have to do to hear a whisper? You got to get close. Now, why does he whisper? Why doesn't God just put it on a loudspeaker? Because he wants you to get closer to him this year than last year. And how do we get closer? One way is through prayer and fasting. We get closer to him. So let me show you from the Bible real quick. Look with me, if you would. In your Bible, it's 1 Kings chapter 19 on the overheads. Y'all with me? Everybody say, a whisper. Now, God whispers because he wants us to have to move towards him, to get closer to him. Okay? And so it says here that there he came to a cave, Elijah, where he spent the night, verse 10. Elijah replied, I have worked so hard for you, God. I've served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel, they've broken their covenant with you. Now, I've never whined like that, but I'm going to move. Amen. God, don't strike me. Have you ever been there? We've all been there, right? Oh, God, look what I, and those rats, they don't do, they don't know. Okay, Lord, forgive us. I've zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel, they've broken their covenant with you. They tore down the altars. They killed every one of your prophets. I'm the only one left, and they're trying to kill me. Verse 11, go out and stand before me on the mountain, the Lord told Elijah. So Elijah stood there. Watch now. The Lord passed by and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose. But watch now. But the Lord was not in the wind. Wow. So we shouldn't be looking for circumstances to lead us. We shouldn't be looking for guidance out here. We can look for confirmation out here, but not guidance. You don't follow the leader through circumstances. You can have confirmation through circumstances, but God's not in the earthquake, the whirlwind. It goes on to say, he's not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord, he wasn't in the earthquake either. So you and I, if we are going to follow him, we're not looking for an outward fleece or an outward set of circumstances to tell us yes or no. We're looking for his voice, right? So it says, next verse, verse 12, after the earthquake, there was a fire. So the wind, the earthquake, and the fire all speak of outward circumstances. God was not in it. After the fire, there was the sound of a gentle. What's the word? One more time. Those at home that wanted to be here couldn't be here. What was it? Whisper. So how are we going to follow the leader? God is going to speak to you. His voice is going to come through a whisper. And he's going to whisper to you directions, guidance. He's going to whisper to you things that he wants you to know and do this year. And the reason that he's whispering is because he wants you to get close to him. Closer. And it said through a gentle whisper. So everybody say whisper. So God will lead you through whispers. Next verse, verse 13. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak, went out, stood at the entrance of the cave, and then what happened? A voice. A voice. A voice. A voice said, what are you doing here, Elijah? So number one, God's going to lead us through a whisper. Number two, God's going to lead you through a warning. A warning. Acts chapter 16, let's look at verse 5. Acts 16, verse 5. You still with me, church? Church at home, you still with me? All right. And so were the churches established in the faith. Now look what every church should be doing. Increasing in numbers. Yeah, the New Testament church is to grow in numbers. So on your fast, please don't forget to fast for our church. That we grow spiritually and we grow numerically. And it's biblically sound and accurate. So it says the churches were established in the faith and they increased in numbers daily. Next verse, verse 6. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were what? Forbidden. What's another word for forbidden? Warned. They were warned. Who warned them? The Holy Spirit. They wanted to go a certain direction just to preach the word, but the Holy Spirit led them through a warning. God led them through a, this time it wasn't a whisper, this time it was a check on the inside. So number one, this year, we're going to follow the leader. We got our life focused after last weekend, and we'll work on that every day, right, church? Because we've got to work on that every day. And then number two, now we're going to follow the Lord to hear his voice. Well, how is God going to speak? Because you and I, we serve a speaking God, right? I gave you three reasons why he wants to do that last weekend. But he's going to speak to you through a whisper. So we're going to have to slow down and get closer to him. And then number two, he's going to lead you and I through a warning. There'll be some things that will look good. They wanted to go preach. That's a good thing, don't you think? But yet the Holy Spirit didn't want them to do that. Have you ever been doing something and you got a yucky feeling on the? That's a check. That's a warning. I know I should stop dating this dude, but boy, he's just, oh, a hunk. I know I should, but I just can't. What is that? A check. That's a warning. You know I shouldn't go into, the other day, you know, there was somebody who wanted me to go into, not of our church, not even in our state, but somebody wanted me to go into a business deal with them. And they said, oh, you're going to make all kinds of money. It's going to be quick money. Oh, when I hear quick, there's a warning, warning, warning. Remember that robot in Lost in Space? You're old. What was his name, that robot? Robbie? I don't know. But anyway, you know, he'd go, that robot and Lost in Space, he'd go, warning, 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 warning. So we're going to follow the leader. We're going to hear his voice, and he's going to lead us through every season this year, every week, every month, every day, every moment. And you and I are going to have the best year of our life because we are going to get closer to him through our prayer and our fasting and hear his whisper. Number two, then we know there are some things that may look good. Christians tell us that it's good, but we're going to get a warning from the Holy Spirit, a check on the inside says, don't do it. Going to have a witness, somebody. Can we have a praise break? Give the Lord a thank you for speaking to us this year. They were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Next verse, verse 7. After they came to Mysia, they essayed to, whatever that word is, but the Spirit, look here again, the Spirit suffered, it means wouldn't allow them to go there either. So notice, they wanted to preach. Wouldn't you think preaching the good news, the gospel, would be a good thing? But yet the Holy Spirit gave them a warning. So everybody say, the first way I forgot, how does God lead us? Through a whisper. So we're going to work on getting closer to God this year. Number two, he's going to lead you through a warning. And number three, he's going to lead you through a wanting. Excuse my English, but a wanting. Wanting something. A desire. Okay, let me show you what I'm talking about. Acts 15, verse 25. Acts 15, 25. You know, the Bible says if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will put his desire in your heart and then bring his desire to pass. So, you know, we can trust our desires if we're close to him. Right? If you abide in me and my word abides in you, then you can ask and it will always be my will. That's what the Bible says. Right, church? So not only will he lead us through whispers, not only will he lead us, follow the leader through warnings, but he'll lead you through wanting. So you want it bad enough to make the change. You have that desire. You have that ambition, aspiration that you know has come from God because you've tested it. So look what he says. It has been resolved by us in the assembly to select men and send them out as messengers to you, our beloved Barnabas and Paul. Verse 16. So they prayed. Men who have hazarded their lives for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, they've overcome obstacles. Wow. They've overcome obstacles. They've overcome challenges and they came out victorious. Verse 27. So we have sent Judas and Silas, who themselves will bring you the same message by the word of mouth. Verse 28. For it seemed good. It seemed good. It felt good. It was right on. I had an okay. I was excited about it. It seemed good. Everybody said, seemed good. So it seemed good to who? And to who? Us. So the Holy Spirit spoke to them, bore witness to them. Notice on the inside, the Holy Spirit spoke to them and bore witness to them through wanting or through that desire or through that it just seemed good. It was okay on the inside. Had no check. I had safe, proceed. It's all right. It just seemed good. Does that make sense? There are some things that you do that on the inside there'll be a witness. The Holy Spirit will bear witness with your human spirit, and it'll just seem right. It'll just seem good. It's not a warning, it's a wanting. You're excited about it. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is peace, joy, and confidence. You know God's leading you when you have a peace, a joy, and a confidence on the inside. It just seems good. I have the joy of the Lord. I've got peace about it. And I'm confident. This is God. I'm moving forward through wantings, wanting to do that. And your wanting came out of your relationship with God. Amen, church? So how do we follow the leader? Number one, through whispers. Number two, through warnings. Number three, through wantings. Number four, as the team comes out. Look with me in Isaiah. Am I helping anybody today? I like it simple, where I can take it home and begin to apply it into my life. Amen. All right, so look at here, Isaiah 30, verse 21. And your ears, and he that hath an ear. Okay, so we got to develop a spiritual ear, right? We got to get in tune, get in the zone, get in the service, focus our life so that we can follow him. So, and your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. What's going to hear your spiritual ear? This is the way. Walk in it. When you turn to the right or you turn to the left, you'll hear what? A word. Did y'all see this? And your ears will hear a, how will he lead you? Through the word of God. Four W's, four ways that you and I can begin to practice this year to go to another level of clarity of hearing God's voice. Wow. So that this can be the best year of our life. You'll hear a what? Word. So that's why we need to be in the one-year Bible, the chronological Bible, renewing our mind in the Word of God. Come on, somebody. Every day. So that we're in the Word in order that we can get a word on which direction, which choice, which way we're to go. Because it may seem right, but the end thereof is death. I don't want to go where it looks right. I want to go where God is leading me to go. And so do you. Amen, church? So what are you going to hear? A word. So every day when you're reading the Bible with me through this year, as you're reading the word, you should expect God to give you a word. When you're reading the word, you should expect God to give you a word. So number one, he speaks to you through a whisper. Number two, he speaks to you through a warning. Number three, through a wanting, a desire that just won't go away. And number four, he'll lead you, speak to you through a word. Now, the first weekend we talked about focus. This weekend we talked about simple four ways God will lead us. We're to follow him. Next weekend I want to give you the filter of how to make sure it's not our voice, others' voice, Satan's voice, but it's God's voice. The filter and filters that we use next week. Is that okay with everybody? Amen. Now, let me give you a takeaway real quick. Here's what we do. Here's how we begin to walk this out. Number one, we have to surrender our heart. Because God can't talk to a rebellious heart. God talks to a surrendered heart. And I believe here today, and those that wanted to be here, you couldn't be here, church on home, at home, home church, this is your church, I believe you're surrendering your heart as well. So if I want God to talk to me, then number one, I have to surrender my heart. So every day, for the next few days we're on this fast, wouldn't it be good to say every morning, God, not my will, but God, I surrender my heart to you. And then number two, second takeaway, ask God to speak to you. God won't interrupt. God won't force himself. Ask God to speak to you. And remember, I already gave you the affirmation, the confession is that you're his sheep. You hear his voice. Voice of a stranger you will not listen to. So ask God to speak to you. So number one, we want to every day surrender our, that's called positioning. Number two, what do we want to do? We want to ask God. God, speak to me today. God, please speak to me today. In fact, say it with me. God, please speak to me today. And then number three, take the next step. Next step. Yeah, take the next step, whatever that is for you, to get closer to God this year. Number one, surrender our heart. Lord, we want to go. We want this year to be the best year of our life. So God, we tried it our way. It doesn't work. It's not in me to direct my life. God, I need to hear you today. God, speak to me today. And then number three, take the next step. Now, the next step for you, if you haven't gone through Growth Track, would be Growth Track. That'd be the next step. And it'd be join our dream team. That'd be the next step. You could get closer to God through going through Growth Track. I promise you. You can get closer to God by serving on our dream team with the right heart. I promise you. But maybe you've already done that. You're doing that. So what would be the next step for you? Maybe you've never fasted before. And you say, what is this fasting? Well, it's giving up something to get closer to God. And it's giving up something that means a lot to you. Like Kim said, coffee, you know. And she thought I was going to do coffee. Now this morning, I'm brewing coffee. Cooking her breakfast. I cook her breakfast every morning. And I'm doing all that. And boy, she's just fiery darts are coming at me. Sorry, dear, I didn't know. Please forgive me. Praise God. Amen. But maybe you've never fasted before, so join the fast. Read the Bible. Maybe for some of you, you hardly ever open the Bible because you think you can't understand it. You can understand it. The Holy Spirit will help you. So just start. But whatever it is, take the next step. Everybody say next step. And I promise you, those four things, those four ways, this year, at the end of this year, we're going to look back and say, oh my, the Lord was truly good to me this year. Amen.